Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Last Sunday would have been President Ronald Reagan's 100th birthday. His birthday was celebrated in California at the Ronald Reagan Museum and here in Washington, D.C. at the Ronald Reagan Building, which is the event that I attended. My program today is a short tribute to a great president who, with each passing year, receives more and more appreciation. Before he selected me to serve as his Secretary of Agriculture, I didn't know Ronald Reagan. But with the support of Senator Bob Dole and Illinois Governor Jim Thompson, I was invited in late December to meet with President-elect Reagan. I flew to Los Angeles, checked in at my hotel, and went straight to the home of President and Mrs. Reagan. Nancy opened the door, welcomed me. That first meeting included Ed Meese, Reagan's closest advisor, Marty Anderson, his economic advisor, and Mike Deaver. We spent 2 hours discussing everything about government's role, not so much on farm programs. A fortunate thing for me is that I was the only one in the room that really knew agriculture. I remember Senator Dole had told the president that he wanted a hands-on farmer from the heartland. The president reached out to me to get to know me and know how I visualized the role of the Secretary of Agriculture. The meeting concluded. I returned to the hotel. Within 30 minutes, the phone rang. The voice said, "This is Ronald Reagan, and I would like for you to serve as my Secretary of Agriculture." I was stunned. I just said, "Mr. President, I'd be proud to serve." I really didn't know what I was getting into. The first meeting with President Reagan told me two things about the president. He was guided by philosophy and instinct. He concluded that my philosophy was consistent with his, and it was. We both believed in smaller government, less taxes, less regulation. And the second was, he made many important decisions based on instinct. He didn't really know me, but instinct told him I'd be okay. His leadership and optimism lifted the country. Remember, he told us, the best days are still to come for this shining city on the hill. The United States of America was blessed to have had Ronald Reagan's leadership at that critical time. And I am John Block from Washington. In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.